भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी शृण्वतां सुकथा कृष्ण पुण्यश्रवण कीर्तन हृदि अन्तःस्थोय भद्राणी विधुनोति सुहृत्सताम्।
हरे कृष्णा। सो टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 11th कैंटो चैप्टर 3 एंटाइटल्ड लिबरेशन फ्रॉम द इल्यूजरी एनर्जी टेक्स्ट नंबर 32।
क्वचित् रुदन्त्यच्युत चिन्तया क्वचित् धसन्ति नन्दन्ति वदन्त्य लौकिका नृत्यन्ति गायन्ति अनुशीलयन्त्यजम् भवन्ति तूष्णीं परमेत्य निवृता। क्वचित् रुदन्त्यच्युत चिन्तया क्वचित् धसन्ति नन्दन्ति वदन्त्य लौकिकाः नृत्यन्ति गायन्त्यनुशीलयन्त्यजम् भवन्ति तूष्णीं परमेत्य निवृताः। क्वचित् रुदन्त्यच्युत चिन्तया क्वचित् धसन्ति नन्दन्ति वदन्त्य लौकिकाः नृत्यन्ति गायन्त्यनुशीलयन्त्यजम् भवन्ति तूष्णीं परमेत्य निवृताः। गायन्त्यनुशीलयन्त्यजम् भवन्ति तूष्णीं परमेत्य निवृताः। क्वचित् रुदन्त्यच्युत चिन्तया क्वचित् अन्त्यनन्ति वदन्ति लौकिकाः गायन्त्यनुशीलयन्त्यजम् भवन्ति तूष्णीं परमेत्य निवृता। क्वचित् रुदन्त्यच्युत चिन्तया क्वचित् हन्ति नन्दन्ति वदन्त्य लौकिकाः नृत्यन्ति गायन्त्यनुशीलयन्त्यजम् भवन्ति तूष्णीं परमेत्य निवृता। क्वचित् रुदन्त्यच्युत चिन्तया क्वचित् ददन्ति नन्दन्ति वदन्त्य लौकिकाः नृत्यन्ति गायन्त्यनुशीलयन्त्यजम् भवन्ति तूष्णीं परमेत्य निवृता।
माताजी
क्वचित् रुदन्त्यञ्चित चिन्तया क्वचित् दसन्ति नन्दन्ति वदन्त्य लौकिकाः नृत्यन्ति गायन्त्य शीलयन्त्यजम् भवन्ति तूष्णीम् परमेत्य निर्वृताः.
Word to word meaning, kvachit, sometimes, rudanti, they cry, achyuta, of the infallible Supreme Lord, chintaya, by the thought, kvachit, sometimes, hasanti, they laugh, nandanti, take great pleasure, vadanti, speak, alaukika, acting amazingly, nrityanti, they dance, gayanti, sing, anushilayanti, and imitate, ajam, the unborn, bhavanti, they become, tushnim, silent, param, the supreme, etya, obtaining, nirvritaha, freed from distress. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Having achieved love of Godhead, the devotees sometimes cry out loud, absorbed in thought of the infallible Lord. Sometimes they laugh, feel great pleasure, speak out loud to the Lord, dance or sing. Such devotees, having transcended material conditioned life, sometimes imitate the unborn Supreme by acting out His pastimes. And sometimes, achieving His personal audience, they remain peaceful and silent. Purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has explained the symptoms of love of Godhead. Rudanti. The devotees cry thinking, another day has passed and still I could not obtain Krishna. Then what will I do? Where will I go? From whom shall I inquire and who can possibly help me reach Krishna? Hasanti. It is late at night, the sky is dark, and Krishna is determined to steal from the house of one of the elderly gopis. He is hiding underneath a tree in the corner of the courtyard belonging to one of the cowherd men. Although Krishna thinks that he is completely concealed, he suddenly hears a voice from one of the elderly members of the family. Who are you there? Who are you? I say. Thus Krishna has been caught and he begins to flee from the courtyard. When this humorous scene is revealed to the devotee begins to laugh heartily. Nandanti. When Krishna actually reveals His transcendental form to the devotee experiences the highest transcendental bliss. Vadanti. The devotee says to the Lord, O Krishna, after so many days I have finally achieved you. When all the devotee's senses are absorbed in Sri Krishna, the devotee has successfully transcended the material condition of life. This is indicated by the word alaukika. Alaukika, or the transcendental platform, is explained by the Lord in Bhagavad Gita 14.26. Mam chayo vyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samatityaitan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. One who engages in full devotional service, who does not fall down in any circumstance, at once transcends the modes of material nature and thus comes to the level of Brahman. According to Srila Sridhar Swami, Ajam Harim Anushilayanti Tallilam Abhinayanti. Anushilayanti indicates that out of extreme ecstasy, the devotees sometimes imitate or act out the pastimes of the Supreme Lord. This ecstatic symptom was manifested by the gopis in Vrindavan during Krishna's absence. In the 21st verse of this chapter, it was stated that one who has understood that there is no happiness either on earth or in material heaven must surrender at the lotus feet of a bona fide spiritual master. Tasmad gurum prabadyeta jigyasu shreya uttamam. The following verses gave many detailed instructions regarding the activities of a bona fide disciple. Now this verse is describing the mature fruit of devotional service, namely pure love of Godhead. Everyone has the opportunity to come to this platform of transcendental bliss by taking the dust of the lotus feet of Krishna's representative on his head. One should give up the mentality of envy and false prestige and humbly take shelter of the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The spiritual master is to be considered the incarnation of the Lord's mercy. There is absolutely no doubt that a sincere soul who serves a bona fide spiritual master will achieve the highest perfection of life, Shreya Uttamam. He will enjoy eternal bliss and knowledge in the personal abode of the Lord. Purport ends here. Om Agyantimirandhasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpade Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostude Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shrivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The translation again. Having achieved love of Godhead, the devotees sometimes cry out loud, absorbed in thought of the infallible Lord. Sometimes they laugh, feel great pleasure, speak out loud to the Lord, dance or sing. Such devotees, having transcended material conditioned life, sometimes imitate the unborn Supreme by acting out his pastimes. And sometimes, achieving his personal audience, they remain peaceful and silent. So we are continuing with the question and the answers, question by King Nimi and the answers given by the Navayogendras. And here, as the purport mentioned, that this is the conclusion of one of the answers to the question posed by Nimi Maharaj of how to overcome or cross over Maya. This recent Sunday feast, the services were coordinated by all the children, ex-students of Gopal's Garden High School. And somehow I was given the service of coordinating their services. So we were taking a round of seeing whether everything is okay, if there is any need. Mm-hmm. So while passing through the near the Vrindavan forest, I saw one devotee trying to enter the ashram from the back door. So there is a biometric. And he came out, and then he wanted to go in. So he was not ashram resident. And he was trying to put his finger on the biometric. And I saw him, he was making so many attempts, but please press again. That was the answer. That was the only answer. And he kept trying. And then I asked him, what happened? So he said, oh, I came out, but I want to go back inside. So I said, because, you know, he tried to enter the prasadam line, but they said that you have to come from above, otherwise, you know, you have to go around. So seeing that, I was thinking that somehow he came out, but he is not able to go in. Although what he is doing externally is the same which any other devotee who has the access is doing, that pressing the finger, but his finger is not working because he is not authorized. So similarly, we may see here that these wonderful ecstatic symptoms are mentioned here, and many times Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj would also criticize the sahajiyas who very cheaply imitate these symptoms, that someone is giving a Bhagavad Katha and front few rows people are crying or shedding tears, or, you know, just a person stands and start dancing, right? So this cheap imitation will not help, Prabhupada says. So similarly, you know, unless a person actually goes through the process of sadhana bhakti, then he cannot achieve prema bhakti. So in the commentary to the previous verse, which was yesterday, on Monday, His Grace Gaurang Prabhu explained wonderfully, you know, the class. So the verse was, Smarantah smarayantascha mitho gauga haram harim bhaktya sanjateya bhaktya bhibrati utpulakam tanum. So in the latter part, the second part, bhaktya sanjateya bhaktya bhibrati utpulakam tanum, Srila Vishnath Chakravarti Thakur explains, gives a commentary, that prema bhakti is developed through the process of sadhana bhakti. And by the development of the prema bhakti through sadhana bhakti, a person, a devotee, can experience these symptoms which are described here in this verse. Kvachit rudanti, kvachit hasanti, nandanti, gayanti. So that was like, so I know that I don't have any qualification to speak this verse, but somehow I am trying that like the person who was putting his finger. And when so many times this machine is saying, please try again, then someone will come who is authorized, and he'll place his finger and then we'll get an entry. So what is our qualification? One time some devotees asked Srila Prabhupada that we never wanted to get this Krishna consciousness. At least I can say for myself that I never was looking for pure devotional service. Maybe, you know, I just, sometimes, you know, we just follow some devotees, in my case, my elder brother, and sometimes peer pressure is there, or peers, people start going together, so we are friends, we go. So like that, we just landed up, and now it's like, you know, we have dug into a gold mine. And we are not able to realize that.
So the devotees, they asked Srila Prabhupada that what is our qualification that we have got this process of pure devotional service. So Prabhupada said that actually you don't have any qualification. I made your qualification. So similarly, you know, entering into this very deep esoteric subject matters, we don't have any qualification, but the mercy of the Lord coming through the Guru Parampara and the immediate Acharyas, the Gurus, the Guru Varga, the devotees who are representing the pure devotional process, it is they who have actually created our qualification. And then, to get the ultimate result of this process, the only thing that we have to do is just hang on to the process. So as Prabhupada would say, we have heard this analogy that what does an unripe mango has to do to become ripe? Just has to hang on to the branch. And then it's just a matter of time. Because of the connection with the tree and all the, you know, energy is received, and then it's a matter of time that the fruit ripens. So similarly, we just hang on to the association of devotees, do our best to remain in association of devotees. So there is an effort from our side and there is a reciprocation from the parampara. And then it's just a matter of time that one day we will also be free from our anarthas, which very nicely, wonderfully described by Gaurang Prabhu in the Sunday feast class, Sunday Bhagavatam class, that how mitho ghauga haram harim, that with the association of devotees, a person can become free from the influence of sinful activities, sinful reactions. Agha-ogha haram harim. And how does that happen? That, you know, the previous verse, it says that parasparanukathanam pavanam bhagavadyashah mitho ratir mithastushtis nivrittir mitha atmanah. So in association of devotees, when there is so much of hearing and speaking about Krishna, which is pure in nature, then with the long association with Krishna Katha, then we also get purified. It's interesting that the present age, Kali Yuga, there is a sharp rise in the process of hearing and speaking. So we have heard from the scriptures that the process of Kali Yuga is Shravanam and Kirtanam, hearing and speaking. But in mundane sense also, if we see, if we observe, there is a sharp rise in the process. Many people are now hearing so much, speaking so much. To just, take you down the memory lane, just 15, 20, maybe 25 years back, especially in India, there was only one news channel, right? What was that? Doordarshan. And there were only two news bulletins of half an hour each, morning and evening, right? Now, how many are there? I just did a search. There are 14 major prominent news channels which air 24/7. What to speak of local news channels? These are the national channels, like, you know, so many. Prabhuji can take so many names, CNBC, IBN, Aaj Tak, and so many things, right? So previously a person would hear only for 1 hour. So the Gramya Katha was only for 1 hour probably. But now it is 24 hours. Even if you are not hearing, they are speaking. So the sound is there in the ether. So much of hearing. And yes, definitely many people are hearing also. So much of hearing and speaking. And then You know, because 20 years, 25 years back, because there was only this one news channel, so people had a lot of time. So they would relax, sit with their family, and chat with their friends. And I remember while growing up, you know, in the evening when everything is like we have taken dinner and like that, so friends would call each other, neend aa nahi raha hai, and you know, let us sit and chat something. So then there would be different kind of signals. So what we had was whistling. Some friend would come down and he would whistle. You may have experience, I don't know, but we were doing that. So, and by that whistle, everyone knows that, you know, he is calling. Okay, so let's go down, meet on the road corner, Nukkad, right, and chat for some time. Now, there are so many ways to chat. That was the only way to chat previously. But now, again, some search, and there are 20 prominent chat apps. Like, you know, you all know the names. WhatsApp, Snapchat, GroupMe, Hangout, Telegram, and the list goes on. So these are the prominent ones in English. There may be so many other languages, Chinese, Japanese, you know, so many. And just this WhatsApp is being used by more than 300 million users around the world. So it's phenomenal. So much of hearing and chanting is going on. So much of hearing and speaking is going on. And so when the scriptures say that in Kali Yuga the process is hearing and chanting, you know, the technology, the mundane, the material world is actually making it more, you know, understandable to us that yes, the process is hearing and chanting, but the subject matter is different. So as in the Bhumi Geet, Shukdev Goswami, then he is concluding and he speaks to Parikshit Maharaj, Kaler dosha nidhe rajan asti hi ek mahan guna kirtana deva krishnasya mukta sanga param rajet. That my dear king, although Kali Yuga is an ocean of faults, there is still one good quality about this. Simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, one can become free from material bondage and be promoted to the transcendental kingdom. So, what we have to do is just change the subject matter, because Kali Yuga is full of faults. So we see that. Just by using this process of becoming free, the Kali Yuga is implicating so many people. So many people are now on just, you know, Facebook, Messenger, WhatsApp, right? You go in train, previously when we would travel in local train, you know, just last week one of my friends, or rather acquaintance, when I was working, so we would catch a particular local train, 15 years back. And there was a group, so everyone takes care of each other. Everyone knows each other. And they know that he is coming, so a person who is more expert gets in and takes the seat and reserves for the others. So one of those group fellow, he had come to temple, knowing, are I either. So, you know, he came to meet me. So I was just thinking that, you know, how previously, when this technology was not there, people were so close together. And nowadays when you travel in local train, everyone is very busy with their screens and no one is speaking to each other. Previously, traveling in local train means so much of noise, because everyone is speaking something, you know, those who are share market brokers, they are discussing, you know, what was yesterday's closing, what are the different scripts which are going high, low, this, that. Nowadays, nobody is speaking anything. Trains, there is no fights in the train right now. I have not traveled in the peak times, so I don't know that. These days. Yeah, there are no fights because People are so much absorbed in the fight which is in the screen. They are fighting there. So many fighting games, right? So, Kali Yuga is full of faults. The process is hearing and chanting. We just have to change. We just have to switch to the process of hearing about Krishna. And, you know, another phenomena that we see in keeping people hooked on to the material sound vibration is that these news channels, especially nowadays, they are using this method of discussing the events through panel discussions. So there is a panel and then they start discussing, there is a moderator, and recent times we have also experienced something like that. That, you know, in our Brahmachari Yatra we had a panel discussion, three of them, and then on Gopinath, Radha Gopinath's appearance day festival, Brahmotsav, we had some panels of discussion of devotees. So, these panel discussions in news channels, at best, they create some confusion in the minds of the audience. What are they speaking, you know, really? And worst, end up in verbal fights and arguments. But this is not new phenomena. We see what is going on in Srimad Bhagavatam now is also a panel discussion. The panelists are the nine Yogendras. And the moderator or the person who is asking questions on behalf of the whole material creation, all of us, is King Nimi. And he is asking these questions, and the beauty is that these panelists, they are actually so much together, it seems as if they were not to mention the names, it would seem that one person is asking and one person is answering. So they are as if one person in nine different forms. So they are not just speaking from the same book, but they are speaking from the same page, reading the same lines or connected sentences. So when we say, you know, some people come together and there is a discussion, and if they speak different things, then we say, oh, they are not on the same page, you know, they are speaking something different and causing confusion. But here we see, not just in the same book, but on the same page, reading the same connected sentences of the same paragraph. We see that the beginning of this chapter, King Nimi, in this chapter King Nimi is asking four questions. The first question was, what is Maya? And that question was asked to sage Antarikshaji. And then he started speaking about what Maya is, how it manifests, and for all those who have been regularly coming to the Bhagavatam class, they know the discussion. And if not, then ISKCON Desire Tree is always there. We can log on there to hear. And then, at the end, he describes till verse 15, the nature of Maya, what is Maya. And then in the 16th verse, Antarikshji concludes, I have now described Maya, the illusory energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This illusory potency consisting of the three modes of material nature is empowered by the Lord for the creation, maintenance and annihilation of the material universe. And then he concludes, answering the question by asking another question. Now, what more do you wish to hear? And in answer to this question of Antarikshji, King Nimi asked the question, O great sage, so he is asking the question to Antariksh. O great sage, please explain how even a foolish materialist can easily cross over the illusory energy of the Supreme Lord, which is always insurmountable for those who are not self-controlled. So this is the question, how to cross over the illusory energy. And answer is given by Prabuddhaji. It is not Antariksh. He asked the question and the question is asked to him, but the answer is given by one of his brothers. And when this, now today the verse is the conclusion of answering that question, and we don't see that other Navayogendras saying that, oh, you know, I want to add something. Or I differ with this view, you know, I want to add here. No, they are in complete synchrony, harmony. They are speaking very coherently, right? So that creates no confusion and it creates a lot of hope. So that is possible, right? So we are very fortunate that we are going through this wonderful narration. And the King Nimi, he is asking these questions basically not for himself, but as they say, you know, he is asking that the material creation wants to know how to get out. The living entities, the conditioned souls, now that they are suffering in this material world, they want to know how to get out of this material world, this material entanglement. What is the process? Speak about Bhagavad Dharma. And then, in matter of explaining Bhagavad Dharma, the nine sages are speaking, answering to the nine questions, but the conclusion is the same. What is Bhagavad Dharma? So we see that, you know, in the present context, the question was asked that, what is the process of overcoming Maya? How to become free from the effects of illusory energy of the Lord? And in the purport, it is mentioned that one who has understood that there is no happiness either on earth or in material heaven must surrender at the lotus feet of a bona fide spiritual master and ask these kind of questions. So Prabhupada, you know, in one of the purports, he says that blind following and absurd inquiry, both are condemned. So there is neither any blind following here nor any absurd inquiry. So when he is inquiring that how to become free from the effects of Maya, and here we see, you know, the Navayogendras, they are overflowing with compassion. They are not answering his question actually of how to overcome Maya, but they are telling him how to get love of Godhead, so that overcoming Maya is a concomitant result, is just a secondary result. So, you know, we see that in this verse, they are not speaking, in these verses actually, they are not speaking that, you know, if you do this, then you will become free from Maya. But they are saying, if you follow this process, you will achieve love of Godhead. And the present verse gives the conclusion, as, you know, in the purport it is mentioned, that this verse describes the fruit of engaging in the process of bhakti. And there is no question then, you know, Maya will affect, right? Because a person is, you know, achieving the association or, you know, constant remembrance of the Lord. So, you know, that lower result is automatically achieved. As we see that, you know, a person may get diseased. So, what is the diseased condition symptomized by? A person suffers from so much discomfort, pain, and sometimes mental disease, so stress, depression, anxiety, so much suffering is there. These are the symptoms of the disease. And when a person wants to cure the disease is a unnatural state. It is not the natural state of a living person. So when he wants to be free from this diseased condition, so he has to do something. There is some process. So to cure, there are two things required. First is the don'ts. So we see that you know, in few verses, previous verses, it was mentioned that what a person should do. Mano vak karma dandam cha satyam shamadamavapi. Don'ts. That we should not do those things which have caused this disease, which are responsible for our becoming diseased in this conditioned state, in this material world. And the do's are that do those things which will actually help one to overcome the disease. And in the previous verses it was mentioned, parasparanukathanam pavanam bhagavadesha, that it mentions that one should learn to associate with devotees of the Lord by gathering with them to chant the glories of the Lord. This process is most purifying. As devotees thus develop their loving friendship, they feel mutual happiness and satisfaction. And by thus encouraging one another, they are able to give up material sense gratification, which is the cause of all suffering. So these are the do's. And then, when a person starts following this process, so there is an interim stage which is called as convalescence or recovery. So person feels relief from the symptoms of disease. Those are suffering, pain, anxiety, stress, depression, becomes free from them. And that is somewhat like liberation. But liberation is not the ultimate, because the convalescence stage is also very critical, because there is a chance of relapse. A person has to continue. So just when, as you know, we have heard so many times, and in fact Nectar of Devotion says that first symptom of following the process of bhakti is that a person becomes free from the suffering. What is that? Kleshagni. So becomes free from the suffering, the material, you know, kleshas. But then that is just the interim. If we continue, then we actually come to the stage of actual health. And the symptoms of those, in a healthy situation, is that a person actually feels energetic, feels blissful, feels happy, and can dance and sing. Right? So, if a person is diseased, then naturally he feels not so much energy, dancing, singing, like that. But a healthy situation is that a person is actually feeling so much energy. So, similarly, we see that, you know, in the process of executing this, or rather, you know, becoming free from the material disease, we also have, you know, the symptoms, the material disease is that, as described in Bhagavad Gita, 7th chapter, 27th verse, Ichha dvesha samuthena dvandva mohena bharata sarvabhutani sammoham sargeyanti parantapa. That, O scion of Bharata, O conqueror of foe, all living entities are born into delusion, bewildered by dualities arisen from desire and hate. So, the cause of the disease is this very desire to enjoy separate from the Lord. So, Ichha and Dvesh, desire and hatred or envy. So, just having the desire to enjoy is one thing, but enjoy like Krishna is the cause of envy. That we are, then the soul starts comparing that, why only Krishna has to enjoy? I can also enjoy like that. That's the cause of coming down into this material world, and this whole, you know, creation is made in such a way that a conditioned soul can try in various ways to imitate like the Lord. And that is the cause of disease. And then, you know, we all know what's the suffering in this material world. Birth, old age, disease, death, right? And the healthy situation, actually, just becoming free from this desire is not sufficient. Just becoming free from the desire of enjoyment is not sufficient, which Many times the impersonalists and the Mayavadis, they say that, you know, just become free. Just make the desires zero. That is not sufficient. Because there is always a chance of again falling back into desiring to enjoy. But the real situation is to desire to serve the Lord, engage in His devotional, loving devotional service. And the perfect healthy situation is to achieve pure love of Krishna. To reinstate in our constitutional position, which the present verse is describing, that these are the symptoms. When a person not just crosses over Maya, illusion, but actually is properly situated in his constitutional position of serving the Lord with unalloyed devotion. And the process, the medicine is sadhana bhakti. So, you know, in the present verse also, in the commentary of the present verse, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, when the portion of the verse says that, and sometimes achieving his personal audience, they remain peaceful and silent. So when a devotee achieves audience of the Lord, he becomes peaceful and silent. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur mentions that, having attained the Lord and being full of bliss, the devotee becomes silent. So that silence is not giving up the process of glorifying the Lord, but that silence is actually stopping the voices of our desires to enjoy personally. So when we desire to enjoy like the Lord, it's like calling out so loudly that I want this, I want that, I want to enjoy in this way. So that's like, you know, a lot of noise. But actual silence means becoming free from the desire of trying to enjoy oneself. And imitating the Lord. And we see that our cause of distress in this material world, as we mentioned earlier, is that we want to try to enjoy like God, like Krishna. And that becomes the cause of coming in this material world. So yes, there is some kind of imitation. We want to imitate the Lord. We want to become the Lord Himself. Right? But the process is, if a person starts imitating, at least to start with, and then following a devotee of the Lord, then he becomes free from the distress which is caused originally by trying to imitate the Lord. And I was reading that one of the morning walks, Prabhupada was mentioning that, you know, sometimes some people imitate devotees. So they say that, what are you doing? Always chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So they imitate. We also know one of our very senior brahmacharis. So many years back, he was imitating another devotee and was, you know, kind of chanting Jai Shri Ram, Jai Shri Ram, you know. And then now he is making everyone chant all around the world. Right? So sometimes just that imitation is good, because at least a person is doing the right thing. So Prabhupada says that sometimes people imitate devotees, that is good for them. You know, that will bring them closer to perfection. But then in another time, in another morning walk, Prabhupada said, when a devotee was mentioning that, you know, how probably he must have been a manager, a temple president, whatever, that how sometimes when we ask devotees to do some service, so they said, oh, I have to chant. So Prabhupada says that, you know, he wants to imitate like Haridas Thakur. He wants to go and chant. So when the service is coming, he is saying, I want to chant. That imitation is useless. If a person imitates like that, he will fall down. So, yes, we see that, you know, initially when a person does not know anything and he acts in a certain way, it may be helpful. But after knowing the process, and if a person still tries to imitate liberated souls, as in this verse, there are so many symptoms described, and if a person artificially tries to imitate, that will be a cause of his fall down. And we see that in Chaitanya Bhagavat this story comes. Time is short, we'll just wind up as soon as possible. So this story comes of how Haridas Thakur, he's passing by and he sees a snake charmer, and he's playing some music and also singing verses glorifying Lord Krishna subduing Kaliya. So it is mentioned in Chaitanya Bhagavat by Vrindavanadas Thakur that the snake charmer was actually possessed by the Lord of Snakes, Vasuki. And in other verses he also says that he was Lord Anantashesh was glorifying the Lord through him. So, and he was chanting, and just by hearing those glorifications of the Lord, Haridas Thakur actually started displaying these symptoms of ecstasy, dancing and chanting loudly and then crying and then falling down on the ground. And seeing that, the snake charmer actually stopped. And then after some time, Haridas Thakur got up and he went, and everyone was talking about Haridas Thakur, they were chanting the holy names. And another envious Brahman, he was looking all that and he was saying, this Haridas, he is actually a Mlecha. He's a Yavan, he is born in a Muslim family, and how can he get so much respect by doing all these external things? Let me also do. I am from a higher Brahman, status, higher Brahman birth. And he also started kind of, displaying these external symptoms of dancing and falling down. And as soon as he did that, the snake charmer came up with a stick and started beating him. And he ran away. And then the people, they were confused, what happened? And then he says that, he was just imitating because he does not have. And we have heard that, Prabhupada, he would also mention that if a person imitates these symptoms, the test is start beating him with the sticks. And if he is still not affected, then you can say that, he is in real ecstasy. But otherwise, if he runs away, then it was just an imitation. And that is the cause of fall down, actually. So yes, we can't externally imitate, but we have to follow the process, as Srila Vaishnava Chakravarti Thakur mentions, that prema bhakti will develop after practicing sadhana bhakti. And as it is mentioned in this purport, that the sadhana bhakti is actually following the instructions of the authorized representative of the Lord, the Guru himself, taking the dust of the lotus feet of the Lord. And this is the process which is actually described in these couple of verses by Prabhuddha of how to cross over the ocean of illusion, Maya. And it is mentioned in Hitopadesh, one of the verses, it says that Shastranya adhityapi bhavanti murkha, yastu kriyavan purusha savidvan, suchintanti chaushadham aturanam, nanam matrena karotya rogam. He says that it is mentioned that, people sometimes actually remain fools still, even after reading so much scriptures and so many different branches of knowledge, because they do not apply them. But if a person actually acts according to that knowledge, he can be called a real learned person. He is real Vidwan. And he mentions that just like by mentioning the name of a very thought out medicine to cure a disease will not actually cure the disease. Just taking the name of medicine, you go to a doctor and he gives a prescription and you see the prescription and you read that, it will not cure. We have to take the medicine and then one person can actually be cured. So we are very fortunate that we have this wonderful process given by the Guru Parampara, the previous Acharyas and the present Acharyas, that there is wonderful facility to hear and chant. So we are also doing hearing and chanting, and much has to be done to counterbalance the otherwise material sound vibration which is going on of so much of hearing and chanting through different means. So we are very fortunate that we have this wonderful facility through the institution created by Srila Prabhupada, ISKCON, that practically anywhere we go around the world, in any of the centers or temple, at a fixed time there is always a facility to hear about the Lord, to chant the holy names of the Lord throughout the day, in the morning, all the different six aartis. And we also are using technology to an extent through the, you know, humble and determined efforts of some devotees like Vaishnava Seva Prabhu, created this ISKCON Desiretri and now the Hare Krishna television, to facilitate people's hearing and chanting about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, in conclusion, you know, we have the process, but then we have to also apply ourselves to the process and keep checking that whether my applying myself to the process is very sincere or not. And we'll see that by the symptoms. So I'll conclude with this verse, which is very nice, Subhashit. It says that Pratyaham Pratyavekshetha Narascharitam Atmanah Kimnu Me Pashubhistulyam Kimnu Satpurusheriti. That a person should always every day engage in self-introspection and find out what characters I am developing. Are they Pashubhistulyam? Are they like animalistic propensities? Animals, you know, they are, all their activities are under the control of the three modes of material nature. They are actually dependent. They don't have any independence. So are we controlled by the three modes, as it was mentioned in one of the lectures by His Grace Shyamananda Prabhu, that when a person is angry, so Prabhupada said, you are not angry. Actually, you are controlled by anger, which arises from the mode of passion and ignorance. So, we can check, the sadhakas, we can check every day. Are we affected by the modes of material nature? Or are we developing characters of satpurushairiti, of, you know, devotees that, as it was mentioned in the purport, that Mamchayo avyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samatityaitan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. That is our execution of devotional service leading us to become free from the three modes, influence of the three modes. It will not happen at once, but slowly, slowly, little bit by little bit every day. One who engages in full devotional service, who does not fall down in any circumstance, at once transcends the modes of material nature and thus comes to the level of Brahman. So with the execution of our our practices, are we coming close to sagunan samatityaitan? So that we have to introspect, and that is by checking our desires. Because recently I was just maybe 1 minute, I was reading this wonderful book by His Grace Suhotra Prabhu, Dimensions of Good and Evil. So he mentions that how the three modes work. Actually, none of the activities are created by the living entity, because karma is applied to a human being. Karma is applicable to a human being, not animals. And human being is a species, it is not the person. Person is the soul, the living entity, who is taking up this body of a human being, which is like a vehicle. So, he mentions that just like a person may take a train to go to a particular destination, and the train passes through so many stations, actually what is moving and what is going to a particular destination. It is the train, not the person. When the person identifies that this is my seat and I have to travel in this train, then we go there and we face the reactions. So, he mentions that similarly, when a living entity desires to enjoy in a certain way, which is created by certain mode of nature, goodness, passion or ignorance, then the living entity becomes subjected to the three modes and the sufferings associated with that. And the process is, if we start disidentifying with these desires created by these modes, then we can actually become free from reactions and, you know, become purified of these reactions. And that is by coming in association of devotees and identifying ourselves as servant of the servant, of the servant of the Lord, and having desires to serve the Lord in a humble menial service attitude. And that will help one to actually develop this prema bhakti through this process of sadhana bhakti, of coming together in association and engaging in the process which is given by our Guru Parampara. So, thank you very much. I am very sorry that I exceeded 10 minutes, but thank you for patiently listening. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.